This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. And you can find out more, read more. You got a new tagline, thanks to a friend. Open a book, open your mind. Obviously, it depends what book, because some books will close your mind to propaganda. But I like that addition, so please, if you can, so check out the books at the allbook-books.com website, and that goes to my Substack page. And the I don't have a whole lot to say this week, but Substack, I posted a poem about what's going on. It's called Warmongers, Whack-a-Mole, Mind Control. That's some of what I mean by depends on the book, because the media, the mainstream, the corporate media, and even some other forms of media, it depends who you're getting the info from, are a form of mind control. So I send this out as a way to, because I have to do it myself, not overreact to the headlines, no matter what insane, crazy stuff that comes blaring on the headlines in large capital letters. Makes you question your own safety and such like. My advice is don't believe it right away. Do some research. So, case in point, the Donald boasted about hitting Iran's nuclear sites. So then I went to PalestineChronicle.com and ElectronicIntifada.net, I think it is. And there was a little bit of a news feed there that said that whatever attacks that were on the Iranian nuclear development areas or whatever their facilities, that they were hit on the outside or the proximity, and there was no damage, there was no radiation exposure. Probably because it would have made sense that they moved all their whatever was dangerous there, they moved that stuff out of there knowing they would probably get attacked. So there was really nothing much to it, according to that Iranian or whoever else the other news source was. And oh, by the way, there may be a little background buzz, because of the AC on out, but I'm outside because I prefer the heat, but some people at the house prefer the AC, so sometimes gotta compromise, which is something the powers that do too much need to do. But anyway, so who knows what actually happened. I tend to believe that the strikes were a boast and to look tough, and that, you know, maybe there wasn't much damage at all. Already a lot of people have been injured and killed on both sides, sadly. Blessings for all those peoples as they travel elsewhere. But again, the media is a form of mind control. Before the Iraq War, which many journalists, and it was easy to notice if you follow any of this, the same, you know, Iraq was accused of weapons of mass destruction. Turns out, didn't have any, but that didn't stop trillions of dollars going into the war machine, and I forget, 500,000 to a million Iraqis and others, other people from other countries, U.S. included, killed in that war. For what? Well, some say for oil. So that's this. So far, presumably and hopefully, prayerfully, it'll turn out way more peaceful. But that's the precedent from 22 years ago, 2003. That now that, you know, Iran has even been proven. I think the International Atomic Agency, IAEA, whatever it is, it's been stated they didn't have any, you know, they weren't developing any nuclear weapon. So the whole thing is a ruse or whatever it is. But again, check other sources. No need, don't overreact. This I tell myself this too, because who knows what the next day's news will be. So that's why I say don't overreact. because the corporate media does not have people's best interest for what they do. So I could say more, but I'm keeping it simple. And you can check out my my poem, Whack-A-Mole. Whack-A-Mole, which I've been saying about the news for a while. That's basically how corporate media news works. You know, maybe a bunch of weeks ago, everything was about Gaza, and then everything switched to ICE. And now you won't hear anything about ICE for however long, and it's all Iran and Israel and U.S., etc. And, you know, who knows? Who knows what it could possibly be in however many a week or a month? Who knows? It's whack-a-mole. And basically, I think that's by design, to keep people on edge, keep them jumpy, and mess with their minds. So it's all a form of mind control, which is makes it even more important to stay centered. And if you listen to the week before's episode, Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, keep your Zen mind, keep an open mind, keep a simple mind, so you're able to see through the nonsense and maybe get to the actual truth, which typically comes out 10 or 20 years later, but some of it ought to come out sooner.
And a sort of postscript, longtime journalist whose information I trust, he's an investigative reporter, Pepe Escobar, posted that Iran this morning launched, I guess that's Monday morning, launched five so far devastating multi-directional waves of missiles covering the whole of Israel, including new targets such as Ashdod Power Station. Interception rate is now below 50%. All hell is breaking loose. From alert siren malfunction to power outages, Knesset members are fleeing. An El Al rescue flight from New York was forced to turn back in midair when missiles started flying. The message, the whole of Israel is a legitimate target, reached within minutes. And then at Haaretz, that's an Israeli news site, haaretz.com. Israel wants to end the war with Iran soon, Israeli and Arab sources say. Israeli and Arab officials told the Wall Street Journal that Israel was seeking to halt clashes with Iran in the near future. Israeli officials reportedly said that the IDF, quote, expects to get through its list of military targets in Iran in the coming days, which will create an opening to wrap up the fighting. End quote. The Arab source said that the U.S. confirmed this. Israeli leaders hope Iran will continue negotiating on its nuclear program. The Arab official noted Iran would likely respond to the American attack on its soil. An Israeli official told the Wall Street Journal that a cessation of strikes would have to be mutual. So, yeah, who knows who to believe? The proof will be in the pudding, in the peaceful pudding. On the one hand, it's insanity what's happening, and then the other hand, it's very calculated. It's got to be, you know, whenever the U.S. does something, it's insane, but it's also perhaps calculated for resources and power blocks and all that stuff. So as an anecdote, I went to the hardware store this morning, and I know the guy there very well, and he's very friendly, nice guy. We have some good talks. I know that he was sort of has a certain American stance, so I was not going to bring up the topic because I didn't want to get into it. But then he said to me, he heard on the radio a song from the 80s, and he started doing the Beach Boys riff that the insane John McCain had sang years ago, Bomb, 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 Iran. So then I let loose and I told him that's total nonsense, what's going on. But he genuinely believed that the line that's being promoted is that they have to be nuclear, their development program has to be eliminated before it could attack. And he cited something over the years, what Iran has done to 1,000 Americans. So anyway, I countered by saying that, well, look what Israel is doing has been done to Palestine in the past year or two, and the weapons of mass, he agreed the weapons of mass destruction with Iraq was total nonsense now, but somehow he still believed the current news. So anyway, long story short, I got very vociferous and told him with all due respect. And then before I left, he gave me exactly what I would want to hear. He said, you may be right. So that made me feel good because at least, I thanked him. I said, hey, this is the kind of conversation I avoid having with people I know and even with friends, because then sometimes it becomes not friends. So I told him I appreciate having that conversation because it's easy to read stuff online and to have opinions and this and that. But when you actually talk to somebody, you sort of challenge what you get into the debate or the challenge of what all that media news programming and propaganda is about. Because that has an effect on people. And if you don't actually talk to people, you don't get to see how they actually think about it. So anyway, that was quite the little conversation for 7:45 in the morning. And got the juices flowing.
So, shalom. May there be peace wherever you are and around this beautiful Mother Earth. And thanks for listening. Be well.